Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
All right. Hello, everybody. Today, I have a quick question about trademark. Isu asked, "Do you think it is worth trademarking my business name? I am ready to launch." So, well, that's a great question. Now, is it worth trademarking your business name? Yes, it is worth trademarking your business name, but is this the perfect time to do it? If you just launched, let me just say that you did not launch to a huge boom, to a huge success just like that, right? Just like anybody else, you launch and slowly you're going to pick up some sales and grow from there. So as of right now, the least of my worries would be spending $250, $300 on a trademark. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody cares. It's the rough truth is, until you are really big, nobody really cares. Nobody's going to try to steal that trademark name from you. It's been there up for grabs until now, and nobody wanted it. The day that you decide, you know, that it's a good name for you, you don't think that somebody's going to go there and grab it. First, make sure your business is viable. Make sure your business is fluorescing and growing, and you have plenty of opportunities. And make sure this is the right one, because a lot of people start businesses, and the next thing you know, you don't even have to go a year down the road, but 2, 3, 6 months later, they realize, you know what, this sucks. And as hard as it may seem, if you see that the business sucks, I hope you realize this is a bad idea, so jump out. If you see a bad idea, jump out. Don't think, you know what, it's too late. I'm committed, I'm just going to stay. When you think you're committed is when you start spending money on something that's never going to grow. And this is not the case here, right? You're just about to start. I'm just saying, in general, don't fall in love with an idea that could be something. Fall in love instead with something that is something and is growing to be something else. So in short, to your question, is trademark is nice, it's beautiful. If you sell on Amazon, trademark is a plus because you can kick hijackers from your listing, meaning nobody else but you will be allowed to sell your products unless you authorize them. And that's called brand gating. It's good to have. But if you are nobody, your brand is nothing, you're just starting, worry about that later. Unless you have a ton of money to invest in, $300 is nothing. Go ahead and do it. Get a trademark. But normally, I have few businesses, and until they actually prove themselves to me, none of them get trademarked until that point. And since this was very quick, I still have a couple minutes. I will give you another tip. So this tip will be for the sponsored ads on Amazon, the PPC campaigns, the paid per click. What can you do to save a ton of money? Well, a lot of people talk about having a day campaign and a night campaign. And most of the people that do it, and there's not many that do it, they don't even know why. So the reason why is your day campaign, cancel it. I guess it all depends on your budget. But what happens here is people don't turn on and off their PPC campaigns. They leave them on running just like everybody does. So what happens is everybody has a budget. It doesn't really matter how big you are, how much you sell on Amazon. Everybody has a budget. Everybody sets a budget to their PPC. And what happens is if you actually have a really good bid, and if you have good keywords throughout the day, they will deplete your budget. So meaning, let's say you want to spend $200 a day on a PPC campaign for those waterproof speakers. Now, by the time you get to, let's say, 8 o'clock at night, your money has probably all been used if you're running the ad with a high value per click. You know, if you're bidding $2, $3, $4 in, you know, per click, by the time it gets 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, you're out. Your budget out, you sold what you had to sell, and now somebody else comes, turns on the pay-per-click campaign with a dollar or two, and there's no risk of setting it, let's say, even if you wanted to set it to $4 or $5, because all the other players that have been running for the last, 18 hours are getting depleted now. So what you do is you turn on your campaign after, let's say, 6, 7 p.m. in the afternoon, and you let it run until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning the next day. This will save you a ton of money. You can try this, actually. Try this. Have a existing campaign, and you know how much you pay per click on average. Try that. Pause that campaign during the day. Turn it on during the night, and you see the difference of your cost per click. How much money you save per click. Now, if you're saving up to 80 cents sometimes, in my case, per click, you know, if you're getting 100, 200 clicks per day, imagine now your savings. So try that, and then let me know. If it worked for you, get back to me and let me know how it worked out. So if you have any questions, anything about trademarks, about any business, about any kind of online dealings, please get a hold of me. Contact me. Go to qasellingonline.com or email me directly for quinn@quinnamorum.com. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day and go out there and profit.